Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos lose to the Kansas City Chiefs in KC to drop to 1-5 on the season. Final score, Kansas City 19, the Broncos 8. And on this game, you can't blame the defense. The defense came to play. They looked actually pretty darn good. Justin Simmons got an interception off of Patrick Mahomes. And if the offense could have done anything, it was realistic to think we could have won this game. And the reason the Chiefs finally, I don't even know if I can say pull ahead 19-8. I mean, they finally got far enough ahead that our offense wasn't going to catch up. And really, the offense couldn't do anything all night. Russell Wilson only had 95 yards passing. Did get a touchdown pass to Cortland Sutton, and then we got a two-point conversion. So we at least got that. But other than that, the offense just couldn't do anything most of the night. And I don't even know if I can say that, because the running game was actually pretty good. So then the play calling got kind of odd, and the offense got basically in neutral. And don't know if that's a Sean Payton thing, don't know if that's a Russell Wilson thing, but the running game was doing really well, was getting chunks of yardage. Javonte Williams, 5.2 a carry. McLaughlin, 4.3 a carry. Russell Wilson had 7.8 a carry. And you got to commend Russell Wilson for running the ball like he did. But it just feels like we can't get on the same page in the same game. If the defense would have played like this in any other game this season, we probably would have won a majority of them outside of that Dolphins game. So it's good to see the defense getting back on the same page. The understanding was, because of the short week, they simplified the plan. They played a lot better. So I hope Vance Joseph realizes that, and maybe the defense just needs to be simplified. Let the players play, so to speak. But it's just little things early in the game that shoot the Broncos in the foot, too. Went for it on fourth down, didn't get it early in the game. And then Russell Wilson threw that bad interception when he was trying to hit Judy. And Judy never looked open to me. And it looked like the running back in the flat was open. That was just bad. I mean, Russell Wilson's interceptions are down this year, but you know what? If you're going to pick a game to throw a pick or throw a couple picks, don't pick KC. And really, the offensive line for the Broncos, again, look pretty good when the ball is being carried by one of the running backs when they're running the ball. I should say everybody except McGlinchey on that right tackle spot. There were a couple plays in the game where we got stuffed in the backfield, and it was his assignment that was missed again. He's a serious free agent bust at this point. You got to wonder if he's going to be out of the lineup at some point. And we got to say it. Russell Wilson, 95 yards passing. Yes, he got some yards on the ground. I don't care what quarterback you are in the NFL, especially with how close this game was, you need to have more than 95 yards passing. And now I look at it from the standpoint of maybe you have to put Stedham in at some point. Have to see what else you have on the roster. The offense looked slow when the passing game was in place, when those were the plays being called. The passing game looked slow. Judy and Sutton, once again, Sutton had a couple good catches finally in the second half. Obviously, that touchdown catch was great, but they just look like they're jogging while everyone else is running on the routes. And they were covered. They both had one-on-one coverage, and they couldn't break it most of the night. And it's interesting. Anyone that watched the pregame, Steve Smith, former Panthers and Ravens wide receiver that's on part of Prime's NFL coverage for the Thursday night games, he called out Jerry Jeudy. And from what I could tell, Jerry Jeudy heard some of it. And still, okay, so you got called out by an all-pro receiver. Basically, Steve Smith went as far to say, I don't know who would trade for either Sutton or Jeudy because they're underperforming so badly. And Jeudy gets wind of that, and you still come out and have a terrible game. And I had this thought. And I went, oh, no. Oh, no. Sean Payton's offense is all about rhythm and timing. And that looks to be part of the problem with Russell Wilson. While he lets the ball out quick sometimes, It's like you can't fully process the rhythm and timing of Sean Payton's offense. Obviously, a total different quarterback than Drew Brees. And people are like, well, you know, it worked for Drew Brees, it'll work for Russell Wilson. And I'm starting to slowly realize that Drew Brees was okay sitting in the pocket, manipulating the pocket, going through his progressions, throwing from the pocket, making quick reads. Russell Wilson looks again like he's reading his first option, his second option, and then he gets out of the pocket. And while Sean Payton likes some of that in terms of Russell Wilson getting out and gaining yards, it looks like the process is just slowing down again for Russell Wilson when it should be speeding up. And I thought, oh no, can Russell Wilson not adapt to the rhythm and timing of Sean Payton's offense? And is that what we're seeing? And oh no, Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, they can't adapt to it either. And that's why they look the way they do. I thought about that. I went, oh man, man, if that's true, it might be time to make some serious changes before the next game or the game after that. But Sean Payton in his post-game presser, it really clicked with me that it appears in his post-game presser, yeah, he was upset, disappointed, all that. I think it kind of came through in his presser. He knew what he was getting into. He knew it could be a big rebuild like this. He knew this season could turn out like this. And, you know, you never use rebuild in the NFL, but I got the impression last night that it's really not out of the realm of expectations that this could be how it's going right now, because we are rebuilding and this is an evaluation year. Next year's a rebuild year in terms of younger players on the roster, and then maybe year three we can actually get back into playoff contention or at least be in the discussion. I'm like, oof, I don't know. That's what I came away with last night. That's where I think we are. I think Sean Payton knows it. He's just not going to say it. And unfortunately, we haven't had experience much of this in Broncos country. You know, the last time the Broncos were really in these rebuild modes or not playing very well were in the 60s and 70s. Obviously, when the Orange Crush came around, they finally turned the team around. You know, we really haven't had many stretches of down years like we've had now, but you know, it's been decades since we went through something like this, and unfortunately sometimes teams cycle through it. Now, the good thing with the NFL, free agency, the salary cap, you can get things turned around usually a little faster than obviously you could before the era of free agency and everything like that and the salary cap. So we'll see. But I think we're not done seeing the roster get purged. Obviously heard about Frank Clark. He's going to no longer be a Bronco. It sounds like he may even reunite with Kansas City after we cut him. And there's other players out there. You're still hearing Jeudy. You're still hearing Sutton. Sean Payton said they're not looking to deal any players, but how can you not be? How can you not be? Especially with the lack of separation Jeudy and Sutton are getting on one-on-one coverage, there's no way you can't be listening for offers, especially if someone's willing to take Sutton's contract off your hands, for example. And it's unfortunate that some of the younger players that we have, some of the young studs, because we do have some younger players that are going to be stars, and you have to kind of balance it and go, okay, so how do we want to handle this? Do we want to get these players that are kind of the part of the culture of losing the last few years off the roster so they don't influence the younger players and then it continues? Or are there certain players that you feel they'll eventually turn around for them and you should keep them as part of the team? Those are all Sean Payton decisions. I'm going to be interested to see what happens. You got to wonder if George Payton will be around next year as well. A lot of this falls on him in terms of some of the contracts given out and everything. And really, it comes back on your GM at some point, and you got to wonder if it's going to come back to bite him this offseason. I mean, Sean Payton and him seem to get along pretty well, and they balance each other out, but, I mean, you didn't pay Cortland Sutton a ton of dough for 4 catches for 46 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, he got the touchdown, but it was late. So, contracts like that, you know, someone's got to be the person that has to answer for that. And it's unfortunate as well, because we did get Greg Dulcich back last night, but he had another hamstring injury. He's going to be out again. And you kind of wonder if he's getting the labels bust. Jerry Jeudy, I think it's fair to say he is a bust, at least with the Broncos. And there's some other players that are being mentioned as well now in terms of possible trade candidates. Josie Jewell is another one that came up last night. And really, at this point, I don't blame Sean Payton for anything he chooses to do to try to get this ship started to be turned in the right direction, we'll say. Because can't have another offensive performance like that. Can't have another 95-yard passing evening. Especially with the running game was playing so well. You have to look at it and go, how isn't play action working? How weren't receivers getting separation one-on-one? I mean, they were having to respect our running game, and we still couldn't get big plays in the passing game. And part of that's the offensive line. They are still not blocking wonderfully for the passing game, but still. I mean, there are going to be decisions that need to be made. And like I said last night, at least Denver was in the game. At least they were in the game. And it made it entertaining for a good part of the game. But you just had that feeling the offense wasn't going to find a way to get things done, especially with how well the defense was playing. And maybe they can put it together here in the second half of the season and cluster some wins together, going, okay, we've had our defense now perform well, and we've had our offense perform well in prior weeks enough anyways that if the defense would have played like they did against KC, some of our losses would have been wins. Maybe that's how they'll look at this, and we'll get some wins clustered together while we're figuring out the roster. And one other thing I got to say about the game last night, the whole Taylor Swift thing, I'm over it. I think the entire country's over it. You could tell Al Michaels is over it. Like, give me a break. I mean, there's been reports. I mean, who knows how, you know, whatever. Singers and NFL stars do things. But there's been reports when she's not there watching Travis Kelce, they've both been off with other people, you know, on dates and all this other kind of stuff or seeing other people. So, you know, this whole, this exclusive couple thing, you know, the way they're playing it up. No, doesn't seem like it. Seems like it's more of a publicity stunt than anything. Maybe they're just good buddies or whatever. But either way, I'm over it. I am totally over it. I hope she does not come to the Broncos and Chiefs game in a couple weeks at Mile High. Can we just focus on football when football is the thing that's on? Okay? Well, if we want to go focus on relationships or music, we'll go listen to music, or we'll go watch like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, if those shows are even still on, who knows. But please stop the Taylor Swift stuff. So, disappointing game. Proud of our defense for finally playing tough. Our running game looked good, but obviously there are still glaring issues with the Broncos, and it seems to be trending in the wrong direction. At least on offense, week by week, we seem to be regressing again, and you got to think there's going to be some changes or some trades made. And like I said, once again, even though Sean Payton said they're not looking to do that, you can't blame them, and you can't blame the organization at this point for having to flip the page and getting rid of unloading some of the players they have that just basically aren't performing up to their contracts. And we'll see what happens with Russell Wilson. Jared Stenham was given some pretty big money as a backup, his insurance policy. You got to wonder if he's good to now get in at some point. And I have supported Russell Wilson most of the season, as most of you know. And I feel like he's had some really good pieces of his play during the season. He's had some really big moments during the season. But last night, it just seems like all of it regressed into last night's game. And he looked more like the quarterback from last year instead of the way he started off this season despite the losses. So we'll see what happens. At least the Broncos get a little mini bye before they return home to play the Packers coming up next. But as far as this one, on Thursday Night Football, the Broncos lose to the Kansas City Chiefs 19-8. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.